sheet doesn't reflect it. There was a motion that referred this to staff. But I do have an update, but I'll wait to hear from staff before the owner of the property sent an email.
Ms. Burke.
Okay, so good evening. As you may recall, at the second August meeting, we had some discussion about beautification along 27th Street, specifically as it relates to the double billboard and single billboard that are on the property that was owned by WSDOT at the last meeting. WSDOT had put the property up for sale, and the big question was, what do we do about these billboards? Do we have any options to assist with a private buyer, and can the easements be purchased? Can the billboards be removed, et cetera, and so forth? So Marion Heath and I and Jesse have all kind of been working back and forth trying to figure out what's what and what the options might be. Very recently, so Marion pulled the easements, which showed that, sure enough, Eller Corporation, which is the umbrella for Clear Vision, did indeed have easements that were renewed in 2020. And the property was since purchased by a private party who is also interested in having the billboards removed and has indicated that he would be interested in purchasing the rights to those easements and make the billboards go away. He gave me permission to contact Clear Vision, which I did, and I received a return call from a member of their team who had to go back and do some additional research, get up to speed on what the easements were, what the company's position was on selling those assets, what the price might be, et cetera, and so forth. And this all happened towards the end of last week. And as of 5 o'clock this evening, I had not received a follow-up call. So the very long answer to the question and why we couldn't be more specific on the council action sheet is because we didn't know what information we were going to have come this evening. The answer is we're working on it. We should have some additional information, hopefully by the next council meeting or a council meeting coming up in the very near future. But we have been working on it, so that's the short answer. And I'm happy to answer any questions you may have around any of that. And I know Jesse has reviewed the easements, so we've got his legal expertise in the mix. And Heath and his team have also been researching the status of what's what. So between the three of us, we're trying to figure that out.
Alderman Willem.
Okay, just for the knowledge of the rest of the aldermen. At the corner 27th and Rawson are the two easements they're talking about, pretty much one of the main entrances into our city, one of the widest roads we have, biggest traffic pattern ability. And so on the two easements are four billboards. And if you've been by there, a lot of times the billboards, the paper's falling off, they just don't look good and they're not maintained. So, Kelly, thanks so much for that update. That was really helpful. And I'm sorry that you weren't copied on this, but it came so late that the clerk just gave it to us in our places. This letter is all in front of you. And Jim Taylor, I'll just read it because it's, you know, it's probably easiest. So from Jim Taylor, I am the new owner of the corner where the unsightly billboards are located on the entranceway to the city of Franklin, Rawson and 27th, northwest corner. We are also the owners of the adjacent property to the north where Oscar's Frozen Custard is located. My wife and I started and owned all the Oscar's Frozen Custard stands since 1984. It's our life plan to pass Oscar's down to our two boys and our nephew who have been running them. With that in mind, we are studying the billboard situation and seeing if we can get rid of them or buy out the unsightly billboards. This is no easy task, and it will require a proper path to be taken. I have just become aware that the Department of City of Franklin would like to put, and I think he means the Tourism Commission, would like to put a welcome sign abutting or potentially on my property. There is no immediate necessity for this sign. Franklin will not be damaged if the sign gets delayed. The sign showed is really nothing that jumps out and makes you say, oh, Franklin is upscale. It's not state-of-the-art or beautiful. Please slow it down and make me aware, and let's get what's good for the long term. I am not saying my wife and I are unnecessarily against your entrance sign. I am saying we, the city staff, and the city staff need to come up with the best plan possible for the site. It might take the city being on the same thought process as I am for me to succeed in getting the shared desired out of removing the billboards. City staff, the Common Council, will be working with our extended family for the next 50 years. Please table the sign idea until we can work out a mutual agreement, basically to get rid of the billboards. So I think he was under the understanding that this item was on the agenda for some moving forward with this entrance sign. So I apologize if he kind of got that from some, I'm not really sure we got that from, but.
The council action sheet in August actually had a heading that talked about gateway, and
oh, okay,
so I think
right.
It created some
I'm
confusion,
sorry.
Which is part of why I removed it and placed the focus squarely on the billboards.
Okay, that
for,
makes sense.
For our discussion this evening.
Okay, so obviously now, you know, you can get a copy of that, and then you'll know to work with them with your tourism commission, and if we can all try to work and find a solution. I don't know if it's going to take a joint effort or what, but these billboards have been unsightly for years, and
yep.
The only option it looks like is going to be somehow to buy them out. He's willing to try to help, but they've been there so long.
Yeah. So now I've got the contact name and number for the guy at Clear Vision, so if he hasn't given me a call back by the middle of, you know, end of day tomorrow, sometime on Thursday, I'll give him another call.
Okay.
I'm just giving him a couple days to get back to me. And then just to address the signage that's going at Rawson and 27th Street. So to refresh your memory, there's already kind of like a monument sign there. It's got some hardscape stonework on either side, and it's just a flat panel that's being supported by the stonework on both sides.
Bench.
What's that, Glenn?
With a bench.
Yes, with a bench. Thank you. I'd heard something totally different. So the what's going to happen there is we're just going to put a new panel over the existing old panel where it's green with the big flower that's kind of used along
the
medians.
The Oak Creek O?
Yeah.
You're
going to
replace the Oak Creek O?
So we're just going to put the new Franklin branding over the top of that. So it's not a huge expense. And when it comes time, if there's a development project that requires that we relocate it, the Tourism Commission will have no problem doing that. This is not the most expensive place that they're putting a sign, and because it's really just a facade replacement of the sign piece itself, it's a relatively easy and inexpensive address for gateway signage at that location.
It, just as long as he knows what's going on when it happens,
yep.
Because you'd be going on his property. But I don't want to get off too far on the subject, but there is the guy across the street who was offered the same thing with the DOT parcel, and he's looking. And if that is a better, less, you know, distracting area, if we can't get rid of these billboards, that might be something to consider in the future as well. But the other part that I would like to see if staff could address is, what if we can't get rid of them, what kind of enforcement can we have that we can get them to take them and replace when they start peeling and falling off?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
Okay.
And when I spoke with the gentleman at Clear Vision, he actually brought up, before I got the chance to ask the question, that they would be willing to sell. I don't remember if he said sell them or his exact words, but basically he had to go back and find out what the price was to make them go away. And then if that doesn't work, we can always look into what the legalities are in terms of blocking the view with a development happening on that property.
It says, the easement says you can't block the view of them. That's the other thing. So the property gets pretty much worthless with those easements.
Billboards are tough. There's
yeah.
state laws that protect them. So
yeah.
We're waiting in.
I think we've spent a lot of time on this one that we don't really need to spend because there's not a lot we can do about it.
Yeah. If we make some additional determinations or as we get additional information, we will bring it back to council and give you another update.
Okay. Thanks much.
G11 is Finance Committee recommended changes to the 2021 budget.
G10.
I was hoping to move forward. So here we go. G10 is an resolution authorize a state municipal maintenance agreement for West Loomis Road path. That would be from Highway 100 to 51st Street, Mr. Morrill. Or Somebody make a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Wilhelm.
So it's my understanding that the city of Franklin will be putting out the money for this path?
Yes.
Okay. So and this would be really similar to the state makes the municipality pay for the pedestrian access, just like the county makes the city pay for things like the College Avenue.
Correct? Depends on the location. So like on Lover's Lane, they're building it and we'll have to maintain it. In this situation, mm-hmm. because it's different, I'll just say different, we actually have to pay for the construction of it also.
And we have to maintain it and plow it and salt it and fix it. And this is one of those issues when you talk to a candidate for public office, you ask them, I share your opinion, but this is one of those things where you ask them, what are they going to do to change the state law and policy? Alderwoman Hanneman.
It's a community benefit.
I'd just like clarification. After having gone through the budgets over the last couple of weeks, is that $466,000 in this year's budget? I did not see it in the capital outlay request for next year's budget.
And it's not. It's depending on when the project will be constructed, and they gave me a very wide window. I believe it was 2024 to possibly maybe as late as 2027. So we've got a few more years before it'll see our budget. And it is eligible for park impact fees.
Is there a motion?
One quick question.
Alderman Mayor.
Glenn, what exactly is the route for this along Loomis to 51st? Where does it hit 51st Street?
So the road project goes all the way to 51st Street. The trail project would actually end at Rawson. And okay. if this was discussed a few months ago when we talked about this issue.
Okay, that makes more sense. Move to approve.
It's already been moved and seconded, sorry. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11 is the Finance Committee recommended changes to the 2021 budget. I've been getting regular reports from the Director of Administration. I very much appreciate the engagement of the Finance Committee. It's what I was hoping for, and it's what I'm getting, and it's great. I appreciate that. Madam Director of Administration. Or?
Finance Director is going to walk us through the requested changes.
So after the council heard the mayor's introduction of the budget, it referred the budget to the Finance Committee. Those of you who are on the Finance Committee know that the Finance Committee met four times since your last meeting. And on page 116 of your packet are the recommended changes from the Finance Committee for the budget. I'll walk through those very briefly. Within the general fund, we were made aware of an additional $75,000 worth of shared revenue coming from the state. The committee recommends that be added to the budget, but that $75,000 of landfill siting revenue be transferred to other funds, essentially making no changes to the general fund. There were some allocated costs that were being made to the TIDs, so the Finance Committee is recommending small additions to administrative expenses in TIDs 5, 6, and 8, as listed on that page. Within the capital outlay fund, the police squad video replacement that was not included in the mayor's recommended budget has been added back in with some landfill siting revenues to support it. In the street improvement fund, the city was notified very recently of aids in excess of what was originally estimated by staff. So those aids are being recommended to be added to the street improvement fund. The capital improvement fund, the committee is recommending the removal of the 116th Street Trail construction project and the related park impact fee resource to support that. But that landfill siting revenue that was removed from the general fund, $51,500 of that be added back to the capital improvement fund, and that the project to begin the study of an addition to the highway building be returned back to that fund. Within the special revenue funds, there's a number of changes recommended that are listed there. The most significant one is the addition of the solid waste revenue coming from the fee that would be identical to last year's fee. And within the other funds, the self-insurance fund did not have an original budget included in the document provided to you at the last meeting. It was provided to the Finance Committee, and they are recommending the resources and expenditures for the self-insurance fund be added.
Now, Peggy, you and I had talked about another fund, adding another fund with some funds from the transportation aids relative to advanced technologies for the police department.
We did talk about that. That was after the committee was done. So what we could do is when we do our capital planning for our five-year capital plan that we all talked about for 2021, two and further, we will go ahead and split that
out. On your radar.
Right. It definitely is. And then again, just to thank everyone on the committee, we had some really good committee discussions. We had every department head came in and presented their budget, and I think that was really helpful for the committee to understand, you know, what the programs are and how they're being done. Paul did a really good job of walking the committee through how the budget works and how it puts together. It's put together, you know, with 400 pages here. It's not the easiest document to navigate. So I thought the process was really good, and we really got a lot of ideas, perhaps not necessarily just for this budget, but different ideas that they gave us, the committee gave us, to go forward and how we should check into some different things. And we talked about infrastructure and capital planning a lot, and one of the items is that five-year capital plan that we're going to be working on. So I thought it was a really good process.
And again, I'm really happy with what I've heard. So Alderman Wilhelm.
I have to say it was really well done when I was listening on the phone. I participated in, I think, almost every one of the meetings by phone. A couple of them, the volume and stuff wasn't as good as others, but I learned a lot, and I really appreciated being on that. As someone who's been on the finance quite often in the past, it was nice to, you know, go through the budget like that. But for the aldermen that weren't participating and aren't on the finance committee, you probably don't need to be reminded that I am very interested in having Marquette Avenue move forward, especially since the council had voted to do such and put this out for bid. So I had asked the committee to consider securing the funds that are in this year's budget, and especially given the fact that the 116th Street was completely funded in light items and it's not moving forward, I thought that that would be an easy request to use some of the funds in addition to the funds that were there. But it was the suggestion from staff that wait until the bids came out. I just learned this evening when I came in here that Glenn said he got some additional changes and that he will be uploading the bid documents. The bid is apparently already out in the paper, but the documents still need to be loaded up. I'm not totally clear on what those changes, so I just want to make sure that the two developers that were told they would have that opportunity to see those understand what those changes were. We don't need to discuss that here. But I noticed in the light items in the when we go through the budget later on in the monthly report, the line items for the Marquette are still there. And I would really like your consideration to uphold the previous two motions to help this issue out, because we are losing the tax base for the two developers that have worked very hard to help us get this project done. So this is the closest we've come in 20 years to get Marquette through and get that traffic out of the neighborhood and help with that congestion issue and get the development projects going. So I'll just leave it at that and hope for future meetings when we can look at moving some funds around. Thank you.
Motion to amend.
Second.
Does not require roll call.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. G12. There are an ordinance to codify the municipal code sections and clean it up and make it right.
Motion to approve.
Sir.
My compliments, Glenda, you and your staff for fixing this. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Similarly, G13, an ordinance to modify the municipal code for restrictions on the north side of Cortez Circle.
So moved.
Oh. Alderman Mayor made the motion?
Yeah.
No.
No. John did.
Okay. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14 is authorization DPW staff. There's a new council action at your places. This is to go to bid.
Authorize staff.
Second.
All those in favor to authorize to go to bid, signify by saying
aye.
Let's try it again. All those in favor to go to bid, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 is an authorization to sell used equipment, surplus equipment. All those in favor?
Aye.
Let's try it again.
I have a motion to approve.
Second.
Authorization. Okay, now we got it. Sorry, it's my fault. I apologize.
Mayor?
Alderman Wilhelm.
The second item on here is the motion just the top one? Because the second one looks like they want to just do it continuously without coming to council. Because it says they would like permission to use this. And then it says providing the council with the results review.
The Alderwoman is absolutely correct. Let's back up. Let's withdraw the motion. Who made the motion?
Alderman Nelson.
I'll back it off my second.
I'll take it off.
Okay, so considering that the Alderwoman read this appropriately and I didn't, would somebody care to offer the motion, if they so choose, to allow DPW to auction surplus continuously?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, everybody considered that?
Yeah.
All those in favor of the motion to allow DPW to auction continuously, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Wait a minute.
Before you announce motion carried, there was already a motion.
It was withdrawn.
Okay. So the first part of the motion doesn't exist.
That's correct. Motion was withdrawn by Alderman Nelson, and the second also withdrew. Mr. City Attorney.
I didn't catch it, but I understood the Alderwoman. I understood the Alderwoman's point to say not authorize it all the time, and I could be wrong, but that was my read. That was my read on it, and I assumed, never assumed, that she just wanted to authorize the 14 listed.
But
surplus
she equipment. Didn't make the motion. Alderman Barber made the motion to authorize.
Well, that seemed to be in reaction to what the Alderwoman said.
Right. Well, that's true. However, I did pause and say, consider that before I called for the action. So
I just want to know if...
And I still haven't announced the result.
Well, I just... Typically, I wouldn't have any problem, but there's less oversight, and I'm not sure what big benefit this comes, you know, I don't know. Maybe I kind of said it because I wanted to clarify that we weren't doing this and this, and we said, no, we weren't, and then we backed up, and then we did it. So is this a great idea? I don't know.
So let me see if I can fix this. So your motion was with the understanding that DPW will send an email every time they auction something so that the common council can know that, Mr. City Engineer.
An email?
So with that, the motion carries. Mr. City Engineer understood that. Okay, so we'll have a little oversight.
I'm totally unclear. Please clarify.
They will.
They'll let you know.
They'll let us know when they do it.
But not ask.
That's correct. They will do it and let us know.
Well, I suppose if it's not working out, we can always bring it back and change it.
We've been known to do that, you know.
Yes, I just want them to know this is, you know, we're going to look at this maybe as a trial basis, and hopefully it works just great.
Exactly.
Okay.
Item G16 is approval of purchase and installation of audiovisual equipment as well as programming of the same to be used in the council chambers hearing room. And Madam Clerk.
So Alderman Nelson withdrew his first part of that motion.
Correct.
Which means?
There was no motion on the floor. Then Alderman Barber made the motion.
So do they need or do they have approval to sell the items listed for this meeting, since that policy didn't exist before you made the motion?
Well, they have. Well, they have them.
It's being made more difficult than it is, but
they have approval to go ahead now and list that equipment because it's now approved that they can go ahead and intermittently sell equipment. So go ahead, right? Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Then. Okay, G16 is to approve additional AV equipment for this room and for the hearing room.
So moved.
Second.
And
I have a question.
And we're going to buy it at Walmart.
Is that serious?
No.
Given the fact that we just had a new health order, and I'm having a cough here, so... which is why I wasn't even going to be here, but
yeah, I have
an N95 mask on plus a mask over the top. You'll be okay. My point was, we're going to have a public hearing coming up, and we don't have the ability to do this.